Part 1. Skinny Girl Wellness. How do you stay so thin? Were you always so thin? Do you just have good genes? Aren't you just naturally thin? Don't you just have a fast metabolism? You seem to be able to eat anything you want. How do you get away with that? How did you lose your baby weight so quickly? Do you starve yourself? Is that what I have to do to look like you? Do you eat? What do you eat? What do you drink? How much do you drink? How much do you exercise? What do you do? What do I do to lose weight? How did you stop binge eating? I can't diet anymore. Is there any hope for me? Chapter 1. Living Naturally Thin. I get asked questions all the time, by email, Twitter, letter, politely asked at a signing or at my show, and sometimes just screamed from passing cars. Although many of them are about business or work-life balance, most are about how to get or stay naturally thin. How do I do it? And how can you do it? That's why I'm starting this book with some of the questions I've received since writing Naturally Thin, because you want solutions. You worry about your weight. I get it. You want to be thin and in shape, but you also want to live your life. You want to get off the virtual treadmill. You feel like you're white-knuckling it all the time, trying to keep your weight under control. You feel like food is your obsession. You're always on a diet. You're always hungry or guilty or thinking about what you will or won't eat next. You look at food and gain weight. You swear that tomorrow you'll be good. I know that feeling and that anxiety. I know what it's like to go on one diet after another and to spend money you don't have on a gym membership you don't use. With every new diet or exercise plan, you think that finally, this will be the one. It gives you false hope of a new beginning. Or you've already given up. You hear about the latest diet everybody is trying and you think, I just can't do it again. I just can't do another.